She's there, I promise. And Tommy Schaffler. Hi, Tommy.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. So Theater Alaska has been putting on these free public performances in all sorts of spaces around town. It's all part of their mission to make theater more accessible by bringing some of the performances to people where they are. What do you think about that approach, Tommy? Is it working?
I think it's really great that having the theatrical events directly in community spaces is a big part of the mission of Theater Alaska. And this is sort of the cabaret is the tagline is the Music in Your Backyard series. So we'll be in various places all around town. We just closed Macbeth doing that Shakespeare play in various venues, Capitol City Park, we were at Cope Park, we were at the Whale, we performed out at the Treadwell Mine Office. And I saw some really amazing moments at many of those shows where audience members would come together, people who had not seen each other for months and months and months because of the quarantining or the lockdowns. And there were a lot of smiles and hugs and like, are you hugging people yet? Can I hug you? Is it okay? And there was a lot of that. And that was really awesome to see. So we're hoping that people can continue to do that through this music series.
I was so excited to see Macbeth being performed in the park right outside my door last weekend. And I was very impressed with how the actors were able to embrace the rain or at least not let it affect their performance. So how are you planning to handle the elements?
Most of the venues for this series are going to be covered or at least have partial coverage. So unlike Macbeth, where did you see it at Capitol Hill, the park
on
Friday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the rain. It was definitely raining. Those performances for sure. God bless you for coming. Most of these venues are going to have some coverage. So audience members are asked to bring their own chair so they can bring their camp chair and come sit out or bring a picnic blanket or what have you. But many of them have a little bit of some shelter, which is a little bit different. So I think that'll be great. But it is still, you know, Juno and it's May. And so, dressing for the weather is important.
So you are the director of Neighborhood Cabaret. Tell me all about it.
We have a number of performers for sort of the local usual suspects. There's a number of folks who are in the piece that are really wonderful performers, wonderful singers who've been around performing in the area for a while. Enrique Bravo is singing. He's done a lot of work at Perseverance. Rob Cohen's playing for us. Everybody loves Rob. He's fantastic. He's going to be playing keyboards as well as some guitar. Salisa and Erica and Jocelyn and myself, and Chris Talley, all singing just one or two numbers. Really eclectic mix of music, all different kinds of things from standards to some jazz tunes. There's a little Dolly Parton thrown in there. It's a little bit of sing-along. So it'll be a nice mix of music for folks. Not so many show tunes. I think we're going to kind of stay more with just general music of the peeps. And yeah, just singing a little music and getting it out, again, out into the neighborhoods.
Hi, Erica. Are you back with us now?
I'm Bizak. Sorry about that.
It's all
that
good.
Trusty dusty internet.
So, Erica, tell me a little bit about your performance in Neighborhood Cabaret.
Yeah, so I'll be doing two songs. Well, one is a song. I'll be performing No Moon at All, which it's a really nice jazz song, nice love song. And the other one is actually a monologue done to music by Ruth Brown, but from the musical Black and Blue. So that might be the only show tune in the performance. But yeah, that one's really fun. I've never done anything like that in that type of context, you know, monologue in where everyone else is singing. So we'll see how it goes over with the crowd.
And Erica, how does it feel to be getting back out in front of live audiences?
Oh my gosh, it feels so good. I don't know if you know, but I tried radio for a little while and I just missed my audience. I missed them talking back to me. I miss me talking to them and talking to hecklers and telling them to stop heckling, everything. I missed the good, the bad, and the ugly of live performances. So I'm so excited to be in the same room with people who love art.
I heard you on the radio a bunch of times, and I really enjoyed it. It was actually, it was so great to hear your voice.
Aw, thanks.
Tommy, how about you? How do you feel about getting back in front of a live audience, and what kept you busy during lockdown?
I live in West Virginia, so I'm actually, this is the first time that I have traveled to work. Flirtalino invited me to come up and work on some things here for the festival and directing this piece, and I'm going to be singing as well. I think what I mentioned earlier about seeing audience members come together and being in the same space with other audience members, even if it's outdoors, is such an important part of what my sort of life and training had been about, right? So that we want to hang out, we want to perform, we want to give audiences experiences. So I think like this idea of being out among the people, where people can be outside, they can feel safe, but still gather together with friends and neighbors to hear some live music. I know how important, I've been to Juneau a number of times to work, so I know how important live music is here to people. Everybody's in like three bands. It seems like everybody that I know anyway is in like three bands. I've been here during Folk Fest. Like I know like what the town is like. So I think that even in the small way, to be able to offer some music for folks to come out, be around their neighbors and just to hear some live performance. I think it's very meaningful to me to get to come and to travel outside of where I am from and have been kind of locked down. I teach at a college in West Virginia. So being around my performers, my kids, my students who have had to make a lot of adjustments as well in terms of performing, it's exciting to get to do it right after taking a break for so what it felt like forever.
So what is, Erica, what's it been like to work with Tommy? And Tommy, what's it been like to work with Erica? Erica, you can go first.
Oh, I can go. I mean, it's been pretty delightful. He's a whole lot of fun. and he gets the job done. So, fun and getting the job done, that's a pretty good combo.
Thank you. Erica's amazing. She's such a electrifying performer. We were practicing down at Marine Park and people just kind of stopped on the street just to hear what she was doing. And, some folks came out and were like, what's going on? And we handed out flyers. And Erica's just, she's one of those people that when she takes the stage, everyone sits up and pays attention. And that's an exciting energy to have. And I know that she has a lot of fans in Juneau. So we're very excited for her to get her out among the fans, among her people, so they can see her work and hear her sing.
I can relate. I saw Erica on the street the other day and I was like, hey, what's going on? What are you doing? It was for AK Fashion Week, which you were an MC for, Erica, and did a lovely job, as well as for wearable art. It was really good to see you and Richard back for the virtual wearable art.
That's really cool.
So when and where can we see?
That was so much fun.
Go ahead.
I wanted to give a big shout out to the Jack because they did an amazing job with the production value of that. I prefer live all the way, but that was a pretty fun and unique experience. Mm. Yeah.
Well, when and where can we see Neighborhood Cabaret?
Great. We'll be open tonight, Wednesday tonight at 7 o'clock at Twin Lakes Park. We'll be at St. Vincent de Paul tomorrow. Friday, we're going to be at the Waterside Mobile Home Park. Saturday, we'll be at Pioneer Home in the afternoon. It's going to depend on the weather, 2:30, whether we'll be indoors or perhaps outdoors. Saturday that night at 7 o'clock, another public performance at Marine Park. And Sunday, May 30th at 3 o'clock, we'll close at the Savico Park Shelter out at Sandy Beach for a closing public performance. And all of that information can be found at theateralaska.org. If people have more questions or they want to check out other parts of the festival, this is all part of the Alaska Theater Festival for this year, which included Macbeth, this cabaret. We've had readings of new plays by Alaska writers, as well as theater classes. And there's even an online auction if people want to go and support the work of Theater Alaska. There's an online auction that I think just opened today. I think things are open for bidding now, and they can go on the website at theateralaska.org to learn more.
Well, thanks so much for this interview. I really appreciate your time. I have been attending pieces of this theater festival here and there, and I've also really enjoyed talking to folks on the radio about it. So thanks so much for this. It was, I think a lot of people are really hungry for it right now. Yeah. So well done. And it was a pleasure meeting you, Tommy, and nice to speak to you again, Erica.
Nice to meet you. Thank you, and KTO's support as well.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. All right. Well, you guys have a busy week and weekend ahead. So break a leg and have fun.
Thanks. We'll see you out there.